we're back. This is Mark Dancos America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our guest for 2 hours this morning was Anisa Abdel Fattah, the founder and director of the National Association of Muslim American Women. And she was stating her contact information if you would like to write her directly with legitimate causes and questions and concerns. You can do so at N, that's as in Nancy, N-A-M, as in Mark, N-A-M-A-W, that stands for the National Association of Muslim American Women, that's N-A-M-A-W-01, at yahoo.com. I'll repeat that again. It's N as in Nancy, A-M as in Mark, A-W-01, at yahoo.com. I found her to be a very, very articulate guest, talking about a lot of the things that are related to so many situations, it seems to me, in American foreign policy today and American domestic policy that quite clearly bear closer examination. We are living in incredible times. I don't think it's stretching the truth to say that, and to acknowledge that when we look at what is happening in the American political scene, quite clearly we've got a story here that will not go away, particularly as we advance in coming months toward what seems to be an absolute indication that unless something radical occurs that changes the landscape, that there will be a widening of this American war in the Middle East, specifically targeting Iran. No doubt of that, it would seem, when you look at all the things that have been said in the last 2 or 3 years, and then look at the posturing of both the American and Iranian governments in recent times, rhetorically, in the international press. And quite clearly, American politicians are lining up on this thing in a way that suggests that some very draconian things are ahead. When it comes to the war itself, I continue to believe that Paul Craig Roberts and others are speaking the truth when they say that all of these things related to resolutions in Congress pertaining to the president's surge policy in Iraq are absolutely irrelevant to the actual circumstance at hand. I happened to watch a little bit of the debate yesterday that was covered by some of the major news networks and the British Broadcasting Corporation and Fox in regard to the consideration of this situation in the U.S. House of Representatives and also in the United States Senate. Suffice it to say that when one examines some of the Republicans on the Hill yesterday who said that they were fundamentally opposed to Mr. Bush's policy but did not want to sign off on this resolution that was being put forth, a non-binding resolution expressing opposition to his policy, that we had a classic example of political doublespeak going on there. The fact that one would say, well, I disagree with his policy, I think it's a dangerous policy, but I won't even go on public record in a non-binding congressional resolution to say that this is wrong. This is an example of the sort of thing that quite clearly is ahead in this debate, and Paul Craig Roberts and Pat Buchanan and others have basically identified what I think is the core of the problem. The only thing that is going to get the attention of the administration in regard to what's happening is an effort, first of all, to defund what they're doing. And the second, if and when push comes to shove, and many people argue that it already has, is for articles of impeachment to be introduced in the, first of all, in the House Judiciary Committee, reported to the full floor of the House, and for that process to be subsequently undertaken. We'll be watching that in the days ahead. I think you can guarantee that that will never happen. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420. And see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420. Or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
Obviously, something serious is going on, politically, economically, geologically, and environmentally. And how you prepare for those changes will determine your well-being in the very near future. Now, whether you're preparing for your family, your business, or your country, the Survival Center has the knowledge and experience to assist you in those decisions. Survival Center is America's premier supplier of family preparedness, health, and survival supplies with over 33 years of continuous operation. Now, you can start preparing with just knowledge, and that's why the Survival Center is offering a book. It's called Basic Preparedness, and it's just $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And it'll teach you about the four basics of survival: food, water, medical, and shelter. And when you order that book, you'll also get a free Survival Center catalog. Contact us today so we can help you prepare for whatever comes your way. Call us toll-free at 1-800-321-2900 or online at www.survivalcenter.com.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
San Antonio, Texas, and the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our guest for 2 hours today was Anissa Abdel Fattah, the National Director of the National Association of Muslim American Women. Again, if you have questions or concerns that are good ones, legitimate ones, which I hope is the vast majority of the folks listening to this network, you can contact her at NAMAW, which stands for the National Association of Muslim American Women, NAMAW01@yahoo.com. She raised a lot of interesting questions, a lot of interesting quandaries that I think we're going to be revisiting in the days ahead when it quite clearly comes down to an expansion of this war and on the domestic front, such things as hate crimes legislation and internet regulatory controls that may well be designed, and I believe are designed, to ultimately obstruct the notion of free speech in the country when it comes to a variety of topics, up to and including the disproportionate role and influence that the Israeli lobby clearly has in the American political process. I've mentioned earlier, and I'll mention it again at this hour, that tomorrow I have a very special guest on this show, Dr. Richard Cummings. If you're not familiar with him, you need to be. You can find his archives at lourockwell.com. Richard Cummings is, among other things, a graduate of Princeton. He is a graduate of Cambridge. He is a lawyer. He is a member of the Association of Retired Intelligence Officers. He administered Agency for International Development plans years ago, I think, in both Jordan and Israel. He is a fascinating fellow who is now a Middle Eastern consultant for Pat Buchanan's The American Conservative. His LouRockwell.com archive will have all kinds of things in it, including his complete biography. Dr. Cummings is also a playwright of international renown and has a play that we might make reference to tomorrow that I think is playing up there in New York somewhere right now. And he's just a very, very interesting person and a very knowledgeable guy and a wonderful human being. But more to the point, for purposes of tomorrow's conversation, we're going to be talking about an article that he has written on Lockheed Martin and the relationship of Lockheed Martin to what is going on in Iraq. You know, when we talk about all of these things related to war and peace, it must be emphasized that there are certain international business conglomerates that obviously play a great role in these matters and who make a lot of money off of them. Lockheed Martin will be the subject of our conversation with Dr. Richard Cummings tomorrow. And, of course, we can think about Halliburton, think about some of the central banking consortiums and oil companies, the Israeli lobby, and so forth and so on, that traditionally have their fingers in this very dreadful pie. That's something that will be worth your time tomorrow. If you're tuning in, Richard Cummings will be on here to chat about some of these issues related to his new article, which you can find at Breaking All the Rules News. If you go to batr.net/batrnews and scroll down that front main page, you will come to that article. It's very prominently displayed, and there's a big, beautiful picture in there taken from the original that will enable you to locate it very easily and very quickly. It's a fairly lengthy article, but it goes into the inner workings of some of the major players involved in this tragedy. So Richard Cummings is an absolutely inside guy on intelligence matters and on matters related to the Middle East. He's a chief Middle Eastern correspondent and consultant for Pat Buchanan's The American Conservative. He will be on here tomorrow, Friday the 26th of January, to discuss all of these things related to Lockheed and the Iraq War, what it really means to you and me as we see the policies of the present administration and the two-party system careening out of control when it comes to the Middle East and Central Asia, and also to a whole host of domestic issues that suggest that we are in very uncharted, choppy waters in regard to so many things that may change our lives in the next 12 months or so. Keith in Indiana, you're on the line for Mark Dankoff. Go ahead, Keith.
Hi, Mark.
Hi.
Yes, I listened to that last discussion. I mean, politically and what's going on in the world, I agree with what she said. I mean, if you look at the ADL, the JDL, the Benign Brit, the World Jewish Con, and on, this is a well-oiled organization that affects every level of our government, right down to the police departments. They've been brainwashing them for years. And, I mean, it is total takeover. The Ashkenazi are European Jews who are connected to Edom, the house of Esau. There are only about 20 million in the world. But when they control the banks, the insurance companies, the publishing houses, the curriculum in public and private schools in America, control the government, I mean, they have more of this fake currency. They can buy off anybody, and they've done it. But the problem's our church. Our founding fathers did say all men are created equal. All men are the brethren. Princeton and other universities were teaching different races, not one race of Adam. Gave birth to all the families of the earth. That's absurd. And yet almost all of our pastors believe it. I mean, can't you open your eyes and look and see there's differences? Many differences. How could you have the word bastard in the Bible, which means a mixed race offspring? Interracial marriage is the most talked about sin in the Bible. There isn't a single pastor left who's talking about it. Remember Bob Jones University? The news just hammered them for a year about their policy on no interracial dating. That was the last holdout. It's all gone. We're destroyed for lack of knowledge. We do not understand the law and the prophets. That's why we don't understand our New Testament.
Well, the whole question of the Bob Jones University thing also gets into the kinds of things that happen in federal educational policy when the federal government, even indirectly, is involved in a school of higher education. I remember at the time that this was going on back in the 80s that I was in graduate school in Chicago at a very well-known Christian graduate school, Trinity Evangelical Divinity School in Deerfield, Illinois. It's a North Shore suburb of Chicago. And the whole issue of Bob Jones University and their interracial dating policies and the role of the federal government in intervening in all this when it came to federally guaranteed student loans being denied to students of that school unless Bob Jones complied with a change in direction on their stated policy, that underscores to me, even aside from the theological issues that are involved one way or another, that once you enter the system of direct or indirect federal government subsidy for schools, that this provides the backdoor entryway into a much wider agenda that goes well beyond the issue of interracial dating one way or another to subsequent attempts on the part of government to regulate the policies and the theological positions of religious schools. I remember I remember at the time I was asked about this in regard to Bob Jones University, and I said, well, I said, let's take it a step farther. Let's say that a generation from now we have a circumstance where the federal government comes back not simply to Bob Jones University on the subject of interracial dating, but let's take a topic that is quite clearly, I assume, less controversial in regard to the mainstream of the American fundamentalist and evangelical right, the issue of homosexuality. What do you do if you have a situation where these schools stand on the traditional Christian understanding of certain texts in the Scripture, including Romans chapter 1, which indicate that this practice is not of God? Well, if you have a situation where the feds come in and say, well, you can't teach that anymore, or you will lose your students will lose their federally guaranteed student loans, which presumably would involve half the student body of a lot of these schools. That's the type of thing, it seems to me, that is quite clearly what we're headed for. We've been headed there for generations, and it's a part of this larger thing that one of our earlier callers, Bob in Texas, has underscored several times on this show. And that is that once you're involved in the system, it doesn't matter whether we're talking about Social Security or we're talking about federally insured student loans or something else, that as a part of that larger system, there are certain trade-offs in terms of theological and political integrity. And the latest on this, of course, in recent years, was the attempt of the ex-Republican Senator Rick Santorum of Pennsylvania. And I believe, I may be wrong on this, but I think Sam Brownback of Kansas, who is now an announced Republican presidential contender, was involved in this as well. But I want to be careful. I've got to go back and check my documentation on that one. But Santorum was clearly involved in this whole business of trying to basically make the federal educational establishment sanitized in terms of any criticism of Israel on campus, either from professors or from students, and that this the failure to implement this policy, again, would result in the predictable withholding of federal subsidies, direct and indirect, to a whole plethora of schools around the country. So I think that that's well taken. When you look at this, it's a part of a number of issues related to church corruption and also related to a governmental system that has encouraged compliance with certain political and theological orthodoxies. And to me, the point is not whether or not we necessarily agree with all of these positions, but it is to say that in the American context, these positions should be completely allowable and completely protected by our free speech tradition.
Can I respond?
Sure. Stay on the line. When we come back, we'll take a look at it. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned and stay on the line, Keith.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
in our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's Window Genie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our guest for 2 hours today was Anissa Abd El Fattah, and she represented an organization called the National Association of Muslim American Women. Anissa founded that group. She is the director of that organization. And if you would like to contact her with any of your ideas or questions or concerns about today's broadcast, you can do so at her email address, which is NAMAW, which stands for the National Association of Muslim American Women, NAMAW01 at yahoo.com. And before I get back to my conversation with Keith, I'm reminded of some of the things that Anissa and I talked about at the beginning of the show related to all kinds of examples of the role of the Israeli lobby in suppressing free speech, demonizing people who disagree with what is happening, both past and present, in American foreign policy in the Middle East. John McCain's name came up as a real test case in all of this. I made reference to the fact, as I did yesterday on this show, that the LA Times had an interesting op-ed piece entitled "McCain's War Stance Alienates Many." Then from there, we went on to examine a post at the Jewish Daily Forward by Jennifer Siegel, which underscores from an Israeli lobby source, the Jewish Daily Forward, that McCain was lining up New York money men. New York money men with provable, obvious Jewish connections in his run for president, and that he was lining up these money men in a competition with Rudy Giuliani to see which of them could get this money into their particular camp at this stage of the presidential situation. But suffice it to say that when McCain was lining up these New York money men, and I am utilizing the language of the Jewish Daily Forward here, Jennifer Siegel's piece of 5 January, that's the way she termed it, McCain lines up New York money men. Then we subsequently come into a situation where now General Wesley Clark got into some hot water with the Republican Jewish Coalition and with the Anti-Defamation League for saying specifically that he was concerned about the role of these New York money men in pushing the United States into a military confrontation with Iran. General Clark has now issued all of the presumed political orthodoxies in regard to apologizing for his original observations and saying, as he was bowing before the altar of the Israeli lobby, that certainly he was not questioning their orthodoxy on certain subjects, including disassociating himself from so-called conspiracy theories about Zionism and about the Jewish lobby that have no place in the American political spectrum. It seems to me that when we look at what was said in the Los Angeles Times and compare it with what has been said in the Jewish Daily Forward about John McCain and what now comes forth in regard to Michael Carmichael's piece today about John Edwards, which you can find at Michael Chosadowski's globalresearch.ca, that reasonable people can see all of the evidence that this lobby exists, that it is the most powerful lobby of its kind in the United States, and that all of the announced contenders for the presidency of the United States, with the exception of Ron Paul, and there may be another one that I'm not aware of, but certainly Ron Paul is not doing the bidding of these guys. But with the exception of Ron, it seems to me that one by one, when we watch Hillary Clinton and John Edwards, when we watch Barack Obama, when we watch the machinations of John McCain and Rudy Giuliani, the game is clear, the deck is stacked, and yes, there is an Israeli lobby in this country. Yes, it's powerful. Yes, it's the most powerful lobby in the country. And yes, the influence of that lobby, including the New York money men that are listed in Jennifer Siegel's article for the Jewish Daily Forward, are very much involved in moving this country into an armed conflict in the Middle East that involves Iran, and that may well involve a larger conflict with one-third of the world's population before it's all said and done. And that, according to Dr. Michael Chosadowski yesterday, who was on this show, he's the director for research on globalization up in Canada, and he's an economics professor at the University of Ottawa, he was underscoring and has talked about this in his latest article, which you can find at globalresearch.ca, that, in fact, all of this on the part of the current administration is being planned in terms of a potential implementation of a military preemption policy with Iran that will involve tactical nuclear weapons, according to some of these position papers that have been coming forth in recent years. This is chilling stuff. Some of it has been in recent months and recent times in Buchanan's The American Conservative. Philip Giraldi has reported on some of this stuff in his column for Pat's publication. And quite clearly, when you read all of this, it points to a very dreadful situation that is not hospitable to a negotiated settlement in the avoidance of a global war. So keep your eyes on these stories, because as you compare them, you can see a pattern emerging that is clearly disconcerting to many of us who would wish for peace rather than war, and would wish for a return of the old American Republic and a disassociation of ourselves from entangling foreign alliances. Mark Dankoff's America will be back live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'll continue my conversation with Keith, and then I'll take a caller from Maryland. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth. Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We were joined for 2 hours today by Anissa Abd El Fattah, the director of the National Association of Muslim American Women, and some of her concerns about the Israeli lobby and their influence in American political discourse. It'll be interesting to watch this protest or this complaint that has been filed by this organization with the Justice Department of the United States to see where, if anywhere, this goes in regard to a larger examination of these issues. I did not get a chance to ask Anissa, and will do so later, if the larger documentation on this before the Justice Department is something that's available for public purview at this point. If it is, I'll try to obtain it and to put it at Breaking All the Rules News at some juncture, so that those of you interested in this sort of thing can read the hundreds of pages of text and supporting information that's actually before the Justice Department right now in regard to this debate. But, Keith, I'm sorry we're just now getting back to you. You had some comments. Go ahead.
Yes, I think the show that you announced you were going to do on dispensational theology will be the most important show. The politics isn't going to work out here. I'll explain that in a second. But unfortunately, and I've been teaching this for 12 years against dispensationalism, going through the law of the Bible. It would take you 3 years of shows just to get the lies out of their heads and then 3 months to teach them the truth.
Well, I think when you get into dispensationalism, it seems to me that it's such a complicated subject because you're dealing with the history.
Let me just say, it really isn't. It's based on the law. The covenant law is the supreme law of the Bible. The church goes back to Abraham 4,000 years ago, not to the days of the apostles 2,000 years ago. The church was in the wilderness when they came out of Egypt. Read that in Acts. It's all based on law. If you hear the law, you'll hear the truth. And he says, those who hear and do the law will be justified. We won't have any salvation with this lawless dispensational. You know, Martin Luther was asked if he would baptize a Jew, and you know what his answer was? Yes, I will, till he drowns. You know, they've come a long way down. And besides that, I think the only real good doctrinal book that he wrote was The Jews and Their Lies, and the Lutheran Church banned that several years ago. The NIV is outselling the King James. The NIV is total apostate Bible, Alexandrian manuscripts, as all the other translations that just popped up in the last 120 years.
Well, the whole thing, clearly, Keith, when you open up this subject of dispensationalism, we're talking about theology, we're talking about history, we're talking about politics, we're talking about culture.
Well, I'm sticking just with theology. What I'm saying is it's based on a changing God with changing truth and changing time periods. None of the three exist. And you can prove that by the Bible.
Well, and I think
let me just make a political comment because, you see, Ron Paul is a good statesman. But here's the problem. He's going to be branded as a racist, everything else. You're never going to get the support to get him elected if you had fair elections, which you'd have to get back to paper ballots, which you won't do. And then if that all happened, they'd kill him in a second.
Yeah,
it isn't going to work. God left us with one hope, and that's to return to his truth, his word. Get a King James Bible and a concordance and look up the word man. There's two different types of men. Enosh, mortal man. Adam, who was immortal and fell into mortality. They used to teach this 250 years ago before this dispensationalism took over. No, God's extremely angry with the pastors. Read Jeremiah 23. They better understand that they're counted as twofold more the children of hell than the children of hell themselves. They have a place for the Holy Spirit. Henry Kissinger and all these Ashkenazi, they have any hope of finding the truth of God. Yet in the world, they're much wiser than us.
Well,
they're not a tabernacle for the Holy Spirit. They're a bastard race.
Well, again, getting back to this whole issue of dispensationalism, when you start talking about race and nationality, covenants, presuppositions about the kingdom of God and the continuity or discontinuity of God, all of these things come into play, don't they, as far as how people view these things and the way in which they interpret the Bible. And those interpretations, in turn, are going to have an obvious effect upon how one views the world politically and culturally and economically.
Well, bingo, Mark. That's why they don't get it. Paul said, don't interpret. Everybody's been converted to an interpretive mind because they don't understand, because we didn't have any teachers. If you interpret the Word of God, you are not going to understand it. It's simply for being like a child and believing. When Christ said, I'm not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel, he meant it. When he said, I'll make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah, he meant it. Read their commentaries. They do hundreds of pages that say why Christ didn't mean to say what he said. He called that Canaanite woman in Matthew 15, he called her a dog to her face. He wasn't going to answer her a word. Why don't they teach any of these things? Why don't they tell you about the God who'll destroy you and your children? The God who says only a remnant of his children are going to be saved. Why don't they bring the fear of God back into people? They're all in la-la land. Oh, we believe in two proper nouns, Jesus Christ, so we're saved. Baloney. The word, his name is the word. His name is his testimony to fallen son Adam. That's his name.
Well, I have somebody not yet committed to a specific date, won't mention who they are now, but an acknowledged international expert on both dispensationalism and the so-called Christian Zionist movement that will be on this show, and I'll give plenty of advance notice when that date is finally confirmed with this person, and we'll have a chance at that juncture to engage in what I hope will be a very comprehensive 2 or 3 hours with this individual to get at the bottom of some of this stuff, and I hope then that you'll tune in. Thanks, Keith.
Yes, thank you.
Hey, God bless you. One thing before I take another caller. We were talking about Congressman Ron Paul a minute ago. I mentioned that it's Strike the Root. There's a poll out there asking people what they think about Ron Paul running for president. And keeping in mind that Strike the Root is a, some people would even say it's an anarchist site. Others would say it's a libertarian site. Once in a while, a good paleocon like Mark Dankoff will have an article posted there. I haven't had one real recently there, but these guys have a fascinating site. If you've not seen it, go sometime to strike-the-root.com or go to markdankoff.com and go to my links page and look for Strike the Root. But there are some interesting writers for this thing, and they always have very fascinating polls and beautiful photography. But Ron Paul is the subject of the poll this week, and as of this morning, there have been 309 people who have voted in this poll. I would urge all of you who listen to the Republic Broadcasting Network to go to Strike the Root and to vote in this poll one way or the other. My reason for saying this is that I think Strike the Root is worth your time anyway in terms of all the things that they post, but also this Ron Paul quiz or poll question gets at the bottom of what I think Keith was talking about in his conversation with me just now, and that is the whole question of what we can or cannot expect from political campaigns and political activism and even good people running for political office. A lot of controversy over whether or not a libertarian or paleoconservative vote for president is even a worthwhile endeavor anymore. And the pros and the cons on that issue are certainly reflected in this poll at Strike the Root. And as of right now, there are 309 votes that have been cast in this thing. Now, what do you think about Ron Paul running for president? He, of course, is the Republican congressman from Texas and is, I believe, from the 14th Congressional District, if I remember it correctly. Very solid guy ideologically in so many ways. And right now, according to Strike the Root and their poll, 39% say that they support him and plan to vote for him. That's 121 votes. There are an additional 121 votes, or 39% of those polled, who say that it helps to legitimize government, but at least he'll get the message out. Then 22%, or 67 respondents thus far, say that I don't support it. It will only legitimize government. Now, that's a particularly interesting poll that Strike the Root is running. And if you've not voted in the thing, go there and vote. And we'll see what the tallies are in the days ahead. The guys who run Strike the Root have not asked me to say this or to promote their site or this poll. But they've put something out there that I think is well worth your time. And let's have some fun with this thing and see by the end of the week the way it's, in which it seems to be running in regard to the sentiments of paleoconservatives and libertarians and anti-government folks of all types as far as whether or not they will even vote in the next election. And if they do, whether or not they'll vote for Ron Paul. Interesting question. Mike in Maryland, you're on the line for Mark Dankoff. Go ahead, sir.
Thank you very much for taking my call. You've got a very good program. Looks like you really know the right questions to ask. You have some really good guests. I'm a member of the DC 9/11 Truth Movement. Can I plug our website and the upcoming?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Sure. Okay. I'm a member of www.dc911truth.org. And we have a full slate this coming weekend for 9/11 Truth. Saturday we're going to be leafleting. Well, Friday we're going to be leafleting on the D.C. area, and then Saturday we're going to have we're going to be with a march, and we're going to try to corral some people from the anti-war movement to climb aboard the 9/11 Truth Movement. Because, frankly, I can't think of a bigger embarrassment for the administration if we expose the fact that they're behind 9/11. So we're going to be kind of in conjunction with them. And then Saturday at Tacoma Park at 6 o'clock, we're going to have a movie and a speaker about 9/11. And then Saturday at Bus Boys and Poets for Late Owls at 11 p.m., they're going to show Terror Storm by Alex Jones. And then Sunday, we're going to have a breakfast at the Capital City Brewery. So just check out www.dc911truth.org. Thank you for letting me plug that. But, you know, as a member of the Truth Movement, I give out copies of DVDs about 9/11 and whatnot. And I, you know, I can talk about how the differences between me being a Christian Caucasian and Muslim people, but I try not to look at the differences of people. I try to look at our commonalities, and I hate to see Muslims are being demonized for something that they didn't do. So I try to make a special effort to go up to Muslims and or Arabs or whatever and say, hey, you know, you guys are being demonized, you know, by our evil government, you know, that are using you as scapegoats. And I try to give them copies of DVDs about 9/11. And you'd be surprised at how often these people are surprised that that they aren't the perpetrators of 9/11. And a few couple months ago, I talked to this one real nice seeming Muslim lady, had her headscarf on, and she was just totally aghast that, you know, gave her websites to check out and stuff, you know. And she was, like, totally bowled over by the fact that someone didn't believe that the Muslims were responsible for 9/11. So, you know, when I look at the people in Mexico at Oaxaca who were protesting against the government there, they're victims of the New World Order. And, you know, and they're people all over the world that are being victimized. And that includes the Jewish people in Israel who are fighting these wars for the New World Order that are trying to repress Muslim people and others. And the average person worldwide has to unite in a sense and realize who the true evil is. And it's not one particular religion or one race. It's, frankly, probably largely a group of European bankers and their lackeys that are responsible for much of the world's wars and evil that's perpetuated on this earth. And
well, Michael, let me ask you this.
Sure.
In terms of what you're doing up there, excuse me, do you see a lot of evidence that in, through your work on the Internet and what you're doing up there, that an increasingly larger group of people is being attracted to your message?
Well, I've noticed that, you know, it's funny because I thank God for Alex Jones and people like him, because he's the one that really got me going, because he was on the AM station here locally about 4.5 years ago. And I had to go through a period of cognitive dissonance for a couple of months before it finally dawned on me what was really going on. So this has been an educational process for me. But I noticed, and so before I joined the 9/11 Truth Movement about a year and a half ago, I was going out solo for a couple of years earlier on my own, trying to tell, going up to total strangers, trying to tell them about what's really going on. But I noticed that in the past year and a half, people are more receptive. People are more willing to listen. And maybe it's because of this ridiculous war in Iraq and the scandals that have plagued this administration. And now with the recalcitrance of the new Democrats to really have any backbone to really stand up to the president, not just not impeach him, but really roll over on the war in Iraq. So people are really getting fed up. So I noticed that there are more and more people that are receptive. And yes, I do get people that think I'm a conspiracy theorist or nut, and I do people that give me the cold shoulder when I try to tell them, but I find more and more lately that people more receptive and more open to 9/11 truth than what they previously had been. But
do you think that as far as some of the burgeoning evidence that suggests that we're headed toward a wider military conflict with Iran now, that this too is fueling renewed interest in taking a look at this 9/11 thing on the part of people that you talk to?
Yeah, I think so, and I think with the new resolution that I think that Ron Paul and others are trying to pass to make sure that they get the acquiescence from Congress before they go into Iran, things like that, you know, people, you know, are, you know, I don't know how where people are of a possible war with Iran, but I think people are not only reticent about the increase in the troops in Iraq, but I think most people would be horrified at the prospect of going into Iran Because if you think that this country is a pariah now, imagine what we would be like if we went into Iran. So I think all of those things combined, you know, are making people more cynical and more wary of what our government's doing. And it's, of course, that, you know, and I'm kind of branching off. I'm trying to talk about the Pan-American Union. I ordered a whole bunch of issues from the John Birch Society. They got one issue of a magazine that deals exclusively with that. So I'm kind of like branching out into other things because there are so many tentacles of the New World Order with the burgeoning police state and everything combined. There's just so many, you know, I'm trying to have too many irons in the fire, but, I mean, we're just very perilous times right now.
Yes. I would like for you to write me, Mike. You can find me at markdankoff.com and send me an email through that website. I'd like to maybe learn more about you, maybe have you on the show at some point.
Well, I don't know if I'm worthy to be on a radio show or not. I'm just an average working class bloke, but I'll try to do what I can to spread the word. And
would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's Window Genie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today for the first 2 hours of the show was a very, very fine lady, and I think you will enjoy talking with her again in the future if I bring her back. Her name is Anissa Abd El Fattah. She is the founder and director of the National Association of Muslim American Women. And again, you can reach her if you have comments or questions at N as in Nancy, N-A-M-A-W, N-A-M-A-W, 01, at yahoo.com. Mike in Maryland, you still there, Mike?
Yeah. I wasn't sure if you wanted to hang on or not.
No, that's fine. I'm glad you did. I just sent a note off to you guys up there inviting you to have somebody come on the show at some point to discuss what you're doing and to really take a closer look at this thing.
Okay, well, great. And like I said, I'm, you know, 9/11 is an important issue, but I'm also getting involved. I don't know if you've heard about the, you know, the 14th Amendment and the U.S. the citizenship. You can either be a citizen of the United States or the United States of America. I mean, you know, I'm so grateful for alternative media like RBN and others, because I not only look at the present day reality differently, I look at the past differently as well, and ultimately I'm going to look at the future differently, because what we've learned in the past from our government and from the corporate controlled media and even from our educational institutions seemingly very often is not what we thought.
Well, that's been my own life story too. I've shared with people on this show before that when you go back in my own personal history, I was very much an establishment Republican conservative without even knowing it, without even knowing what the context of that was or how far a departure it was from real old right principles, both domestic policy as well as foreign policy. Well, it became a learning situation for me, both related to the Israeli lobby as well as all other kinds of issues where, you know, like so many well-meaning folks, I had supported Reagan and Jack Kemp and George Bush and all these other people, only to find over a period of many years that it was like nothing ever changed. And as I looked at it, I thought, you know, there's something going on here. There's something that is not as it should be. I'm frustrated by this. I need to know more about what has really happened here. And that has led many of us, apparently you and me too, to a place where we have begun discovering that the corporate control of news media and the corporate control of government and the corporate control of educational institutions has an awful lot to do with why so many intelligent, decent people have frankly been fooled up to this point.
Yeah, that's true. And when I was in college a couple decades ago, I did a term paper. I just happened to stumble upon this one story and about how the CIA overthrew Mossadegh in 1953. And I did
in
a
Iran,
term paper.
Yes.
Yeah, and I did a term paper on that in college. And that was kind of like, gee, you know, maybe we aren't the nice guys that we think we are. And another good book that I got recently was War is a Racket and by Smedley Butler. And
yes.
in it, he talks about how basically our military has been used as strongmen for the global corporations.
The Wall Street Boys, those New York money men that Wes Clark is now apologizing for having made reference to. Thanks a lot, Mike. I hope to hear from you again.
Thank you very much.
This is Mark Dankoff's America signing off from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Tomorrow we'll have Dr. Richard Cummings, Middle East consultant for Pat Buchanan's American Conservative, to talk about Lockheed Martin and their role in what is going on in Iraq. God bless. See you tomorrow.